What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 70 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today, for this Mindset Monday, we're going to be discussing post-show blues. But I thought before that, maybe we just want to recap our weekend a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. We thought this was going to be a really good topic after, you know, being at a show all weekend. It's just so common. Everybody struggles with it, and I feel like no one talks about it. But yeah, we were at a show in New York this past weekend, I guess New Jersey to be exact. We had two athletes competing, and they both fucking crushed it. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. They both did their fucking best. They followed their programs to a T and brought the best package they could possibly bring to stage. That is all you can ever ask for. Super, super proud of both of them.
Yep. They killed it. No complaining from either of them, really, the whole prep. They were just chugging along day by day. Y'all, prep is not easy. Getting through it is not easy. And at some point, you know, you just have to accept it and just grind day after day. There's going to be hard days, but that doesn't mean that you can skip your stuff.
Of course, I'm always so impressed because, you know, as coaches, we see plenty of people who, when shit does get hard, they fucking quit or they fall off track or they don't do their shit. And I am just always so proud and so happy when just genuinely, no matter what I tell them to do, they just stick to their fucking plan and they do and they get great results because of it. Mm-hmm. That's your dream as a coach. That's always what you want every single athlete to do. So when that happens, it's just the best thing in the world.
Exactly. But as we said, prep is really fucking hard. But you know what's even harder? Post show, that reverse diet after your show. People fail at this, I'd say, at least 10 times more than they fail at the prep. A lot of people can make it through the prep, but then they can't make it through the post show. Why do you think that is?
Oh, well, because there's no stage in sight. You have, guess what? You paid for your bikini. You paid for your take, your stage. You paid to for fucking everything. You paid for your coach. And then you have that pressure on you to make sure you do stick to your plan during prep and bring that package to stage.
Yeah, and you have to get on a stage with stage lights in front of a bunch of people, like basically naked.
Yeah. So of course people have that end sight and then they diet down and they get to that physique, but post show you don't have that anymore. There's just not that end goal that you're really looking forward to.
Yeah, 100%. And typically post show you have a little bit more freedom in your diet. Say you have a free meal a week or an intuitive eating day, something like that. A lot of people might just not be ready for something like this after their show because, you know, hunger signaling is so off and it's just very different for everybody. Some people just cannot control themselves after a show. They maybe need to be the people on a stricter diet for a little bit longer, but the importance of sticking to your plan post show is just so huge because if you gain a bunch of excess body fat right after your show, what people don't understand is that that body fat's going to stick with you probably your entire improvement season. You're not going to be able to just keep going back into cuts. And if you do, you're just going to end up making no progress and maybe just looking worse the next time you compete.
Absolutely. Prep is such a small part of your journey, bodybuilding, fitness, whatever it is. Your post show and your off season prep is 20-ish weeks. Post show and off season in a 78-week period, prep is only 20-ish weeks of those, not even a third of that entire time frame. So you do need to work on staying motivated and sticking your fucking plan when you're not in prep, because majority of the time you are not in prep.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, it can be just a lot harder to stay motivated when you don't have that set goal in mind. So I find it super helpful to at least plan out, you know, okay, this is what my improvement season is going to look like. This is how long I'm going to be pushing my calories up. Here's when I'm going to do a mini cut. Here's when I'm going to do my pre-prep phase. At least having some sort of, you know, end goal in mind, not just, oh, I'm going to be growing for the next 2 years, which is what I really have done the past 2 years. But I'll say for myself, like, it can be really just unmotivating sometimes, just doing the same shit day after day. And another huge thing, you don't see progress every week in an off season. You just don't.
No, definitely not. And I love what you said. Establishing a vision is just so, so, so important. That definitely keeps me so fucking motivated. Like, I decided right after we competed I was going to compete at the towards the end of 2025 next. Like, I was like, okay, that's when I'm competing. That is the time frame I'm preparing for. And even if it's not a specific show, I know when I want to be ready by it. I know I will be stepping on stage again at that time. And that's like what I wanted to establish, even with my client who competed this weekend, Lucas. I even mentioned him just backstage because he was talking about future competing plans. And I love establishing that vision, keeping that excitement, talking about our, you know, goals for next year, year after, whatever it is. And I was like, hey, awesome, I'm competing next year too. How about we do the same fucking show at the end of 2025? We can even compete together. And he's like, oh, that sounds so awesome. And like creating that excitement, like then that helps keep you motivated. That's going to help keep you on track longer. And you're like, oh, I know I'm going to be competing next year. Oh, I'm going to compete with my coach too. It's going to be so fun. And like creating that hype, that's going to help keep you more consistent and motivated.
Yeah, 100%. Having a little bit of a set goal in mind can really help so much with establishing that motivation, whether it's a mini cut at some point or just some sort of diet break, a trip that you're going to get ready for at some point. Having something, I find, really does help a ton.
Absolutely. Most people have vacations or something going on, and of course, you're not going to be lean bulking for a year straight. You're going to have cuts in there at some, a cut in there at some point. And those are all things that, yeah, you can map out, and then it just gives you a clearer vision. The clearer your vision can be, the better for staying motivated.
Yeah. And I know just how easy it can be too, to try to justify this stuff for yourself. Like so many people, you know, weeks leading up to their show, they're just building up their stash of sweets for post show. They're planning out all the meals they're going to be eating after the show. But truly, like, I get it, but you're just setting yourself up for failure. I mean, I get that you're going to be super, super food focused, but at the same time, you shouldn't be stashing up on all these sweets, because guess what? They're all going to be eaten. If you're not planning to eat all of this shit, why do you have it?
Yeah, exactly. And so many people will be like, I deserve it. I deserve it. Like, why?
You're going to regret it. That's the biggest thing. I've never met one person that blew up post-show that didn't regret it, because it really just sets you up on a bad foot for your entire growing phase.
Yeah, like, you deserve what? You deserve to punish your body? You deserve to hate what you see in the mirror in 2 weeks from now? Like, that's what you deserve? That's what you want to give your body? Like, what a fucking joke. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, like, of course you would deserve a little bit of flexibility after your show, eating something a little bit off plan, you know, but keep it smart, you know. Yeah. Don't go eating all these foods that you haven't eaten in 24 weeks that your body's not used to, you know. Just, yes, come up with a plan, be smart about it. And really, a huge thing is when you're going out to eat or something like that, don't order a bunch of food at once. Just order one thing, eat it, allow your body 30 minutes for your hunger cues to catch up, because when you get in the groove of things, you're just gonna keep going, keep going, keep going.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you'll just keep
and
it
don't right. Let one day turn into 1 week of just eating whatever you want. It is extremely important to get back on your reverse diet.
Yeah,
probably 2 days post show.
Yeah, you have your show Saturday, Sunday have your free day. Don't be going balls to walls, please. But yeah, have some food you enjoy, you know, chill out, don't worry about it, and then Monday back on track.
Yeah, and a huge thing that I would recommend is that if you were on a meal plan throughout prep, maybe try doing macros post-prep. That's what we always do, because post-prep, I know we always want to implement these fun foods, and there's nothing wrong with that if it's fitting within your macros, you know, having a little bit more variety. I find a lot of success doing more of a macro-style approach after prep.
Everyone has cravings after, like, during, while they're competing. And then all of a sudden, they, like we talked about before, you don't have this goal of the show. And then you're still eating fucking chicken, rice, sweet potato, whatever you're eating. You're eating the same shit as you were eating pre-show, but now you don't even have that end goal. And you're like, I have all these cravings and I still can't eat them. What? I have to wait another 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, however long your reverse takes. Like, this fucking sucks.
Exactly.
And instead, you can do the flexible dieting approach and be able to eat foods you enjoy while still progressing how you want you to.
Yeah, and the reality is, you might think that, oh, I'm not going to be hungry two weeks after my show. I just have to stick it out for 2 weeks. I wish I could tell you that's true, but sometimes it's 12, 16 weeks that you're still hungry as fuck. Like, it fucking sucks sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's as long as prep after your show to get those hunger signaling, you know, back in place. And it's just so important to stick through it. It might be even harder than prep a lot of the time, but those hunger cues can just take a little bit longer for a lot of people to catch up sometimes.
Absolutely. That's definitely something that I always tell people when they're reversing. I don't tell them it's going to take 4 weeks, 8 weeks. I always say, you can expect probably 12 to 16 weeks of reversing to get you in a decent place. And still, your metabolism's not going to be off the fucking chain more than likely after that period, but you're at least going to be eating a decent amount of food, be able to have some free meals, and enjoy your life while still maintaining a solid
physique. Yeah, like, I know for myself, even when my calories post-show, like, get into a good place, like, I can get my calories pretty high pretty fast. Say they're at, like, 2,400, I'm eating over 300 carbs. I'll still be fucking starving, but I just have to remind myself, like, hey, I'm fueling my body properly. I'm eating plenty of food. Like, it's just my hunger signaling. I'm not actually starving myself, even though I feel hungry post-show. You know, it's just your mind playing tricks with you a lot of the time. And it can cause so many gut issues, yeah, too, if you're just slamming down so much, much of this food.
Guys, alcohol, please. Like, post-show, just stay away from it. It's, your body's so sensitive as is. I just do not recommend drinking still 12, 16 weeks post-show. Yeah, you want to have like one casual drink, cool. But seriously, if it becomes a regular thing, your gut is probably going to be fucked.
Exactly. And another huge thing that I highly recommend staying away from is macro hacking. This is something I've struggled with super bad in the past, but trying to find all these diet hacking foods that are zero carbs and, you know, all this fiber, all this crazy shit, these special protein cookies. That is how I developed my worst gut issues, that along with, yeah, alcohol as well. But these macro hacking things, you know, everyone doesn't eat them for a reason. If there was some magical noodles that were zero calories, that was a huge one for me. The zero cal noodles, absolutely fucking disgusting. Absolutely so terrible for your health. But when you're in that phase, sometimes these disgusting things just taste so good for you, and it ends up being all you eat. Same thing with like cauliflower, yeah, rice and things like that. But you just need to stick to whole foods as much as possible.
Absolutely. We're not telling you you can't have any of that stuff, but it's like, okay, if you have a protein bar and some cauliflower rice in your meal for the day, cool. But then, you know, the rest of it is, you know, more whole foods. You're having your regular rice, you're having some chicken, you're having regular veggies, things like that. Cool. Just find that balance within your routine. If you're going to be doing that, please don't just be slamming.
Exactly. It's just going to be a never-ending cycle, because these things don't actually satiate your body. They're not actually giving you any nutrients. So you really have to just wait it out. Eat whole foods. Eat the correct amount of vegetables. Don't only eat vegetables. I know I've been there too, trying to only eat vegetables for all my calories because it was the most volume. But just stick to the regular whole foods as much as possible, and this is just going to be the best way to do it.
Yeah, and if there's foods post-show that you aren't sick of that were on your plan, keep those in. Keep eating them. Try to keep your diet as consistent as possible, because ideally, in the ideal world, you would still be eating very, very similar diet to what you were having during prep,
yeah,
to start your reverse phase. That's in an ideal world. So try to keep some of those foods in there, please.
Yeah, exactly. And just be in tune with your body as well. If you were just not eating dairy for 20 weeks and then you're eating a shit ton of dairy and you're like, oh, why am I bloated? Yeah. By the way, whey protein is very high in dairy. So I know all these sweet treats have whey protein, but you might want to look into a vegan, yeah, protein. Be in touch with your body, because the bloating and all of the, you know, gut issues, it's typically just not a coincidence.
Yeah, you definitely, that's something where if you want to re-implement dairy, do it slowly. I would not be eating, you know, a pint of ice cream or anything like that. I would be having, you know, some Greek yogurt, and then maybe you have, you know, yeah, something like a whey, a protein bar with a little bit of whey in it eventually, and things like that, like build up a little bit. And your dairy in general is pretty inflammatory, so I would say you shouldn't be having a fuckload of dairy in your diet regardless. But yeah, implementing a little bit, just do it slowly.
Yeah, exactly. But hope this provides you guys with some insight into what post-show looks like. It can be very, very, very hard, and having someone there with you, don't fire your coach post-show, please, God. I will
beat the fuck out of you.
So many people just hire their coach for their prep, not realizing that they're going to be so fucked on their reverse diet.
I do not care.
It is more important, in my opinion.
If I tell my athletes the entire time during prep, I'm like, we have post-show. If one of my athletes fires me post-show, like, I'm gonna be like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, I don't know, like, what else to say. Like, it is the worst possible thing you can do. period, plain and simple. You need to stay on track post-show, or otherwise you're just going to be going to hire back the coach or hire another coach to try to help you diet down in 3 months from now.
Yes, have your coach for at least 2 to 3 months post-show at the very, very, very minimum. But ideally, realistically,
you guys stay together the whole time.
You just stay together the whole time and really get to know your body super well, and that's what's going to set you up for the most success.
Yes, it maximizes your progression. You're still, for our athletes, that means you can still track your lifts because we have you track your lifts in our training app. We're paying attention to your nutrition every single week, making sure that you aren't going to put on any excess body fat. You're not falling off track. You're less likely to cheat on your diet or justify, you know, going and binge eating when you still have your coach hired. If you want to keep a leaner physique, have a better physique next time you get on a stage and be healthier, keep your coach hired.
Yeah, facts. Well, hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out, guys.